Here at the Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, we like to highlight our young local artists too. The Youth Writing Center Chapter 510 provides an empowering learning space for young people. For a decade, Chapter 510 has served more than 6,500 students. The org centers young Black, brown, and queer voices. Their latest book is When the Stars Bloom in Oakland, an anthology of poems by fourth graders. The Sights and Sounds team met several of the young poets from the anthology during a literary festival at La Escuelita Elementary School in Oakland. Take a listen. And what is your name?
Koyu Zazaboy.
And Koyu, what school do you go to?
Riverdale Heights Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what is the title of your poem?
In Hawaii. Ooh,
okay, so I'm ready to hear it.
You wake up, sun is out. You wake up. Get on your feet, brush your teeth, put on your clothes, eat breakfast, go outside and jump on the beach and swim. You swim with the turtles and ride on the dolphins. Then it starts to rain. Thunder. Everyone runs inside and you have to stay inside for a couple hours until it wears out. It's night. Everyone comes outside and says the stars are glorious.
All right. So, did you go to Hawaii?
No.
Oh, okay. So you've never been to Hawaii. So you imagined Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why did you want to write about Hawaii?
Just because I never been there. Like, I just like the beaches. It looks so cool.
So I think it's cool that you never been there and you kind of imagined it. How was that for you, like imagining what it would feel like? Were you kind of daydreaming about it or it just came to you?
It's just that, like, we did this thing at school that I was had to research about Costa Rica. And it has, like, a great waterfall and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think of Hawaii because it has the same thing like it. And then I just think of it.
Okay. I like that. Is this your first poem you've ever written, or have you written poems before?
I write other poems.
Okay, so you write poetry quite a bit or a lot?
Quite a bit.
How was it for you writing this poem, taking your class at Chapter 510? How was that for you?
Oh, that was great.
Why was it great?
Because it was just, I got to read my poem to all my friends and my classmates and all the teachers and parents.
Okay. All right. Well, Koyu, thank you so much. I like your poem. Thank you for writing your poem.
You're welcome.
What is your name?
Ileana Tapia.
And Ileana, what school do you go to?
I go to Redwood Heights.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And what is the title of your poem?
The title of my poem is Changing Moon.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm the moon, forever changing, cradling the stars, letting them hide behind me when the sun comes to take my spotlight. When the sun is gone, me and the stars travel to the Milky Way to shine light on the middle of the galaxy and provide light for the world, like we do every night. The humans see us. They say the moon doesn't change, but they don't know. My friends, the stars, ask them how I change. The sun, we meet at the beginning of dawn. Ask him how I change. The nocturnal bats see me when I come down. Ask them how I change. And maybe someday you'll figure it out.
Wow. I am the moon, forever changing, cradling the stars. And then, like, this moon is competing with the sun. So why did you write about the moon in that way?
I wanted to show it from the moon's perspective, kind of like being the moon. So at first I was thinking of making it like the lonely moon, mm-hmm. to talk about like the man on the moon. But I kind of like decided to change it and incorporate kind of the things around it, like the sun and the stars and like the galaxy around the moon, mm-hmm. that it revolves around.
Wow, nice. And do you perform? Because the way you read that poem.
I performed in a poetry slam on March 7th and got third place. But other than that, I don't really perform often.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. You got third place in a poetry slam, Ileana. Okay, so you are a poet.
Yeah.
Do you take the Chapter 510 classes a lot or go to the center?
I think I go, like, sometimes, but not really to take the classes. We just did it, like, with our school.
When I was your age, I would have loved to have gone to something like Chapter 510. So do you like taking the classes with them?
I think when they came to our classes, At first, I wasn't really used to it, and I kind of thought it was boring. Mm. But I kind of started to, like, warm up to it and get used to it. And, like, I started writing poems more often, and I really started enjoying it.
And now you're a slam champion.
Yeah.
All right. Ileana, thank you so much.
Thank you for your poem.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
Christian Clark.
And where do you go to school?
Acorn Woodland Elementary School.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what's the name of your poem?
Beloved Snow.
Let's hear it.
Me and my father are playing in the beloved snow, throwing and hitting each other with the snow. We are gentle because we love each other, and we don't want to hurt each other. When we go in for dinner, I don't have to eat soupies. My mom is making my favorite food, white rice and ground beef. I understand how healthy soupies is, but I really want to eat my rice.
Now, what is soupies?
Like soup.
Okay, like soup, okay. So, what inspired you to write this poem, Christian?
My mother's food.
You like your mom's food?
Yes.
Okay. And do you write poetry often?
Kind of.
Kind of. And what do you like about writing poetry in chapter 510?
I get to express my feelings and emotions and opinions.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Ariana Wall.
Okay. And Ariana, what school do you go to?
Allendale Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what is the name of your poem, the title of your poem?
The Day I Found Out How Much I Love Flowers.
Okay, let's hear it.
The day I found out how much I love flowers was the day my dad talked about when he worked at a flower shop. It was in Oakland. It had all types of flowers and vases, green on the outside, bright as the colorful flowers inside the shop. Flowers give me joy. Flowers can be colorful, yellow, pink, white, purple. They have fresh scents or feelings. If you plant a flower and drown it, the water breaks the roots of the flower. You can tell a flower is happy by its bright colors. I like how roses are built. I like how some flowers are as bright yellow. Some flowers are as beautiful as the orange moon. The orange moon is as beautiful as the sun.
Ariana, so what inspired you to write this poem?
When my dad told me a story about his experiences working at a flower shop.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. So that's why you wrote that poem. And you wrote this poem in the chapter 510 class? How was that for you, writing the poem in the class?
It was good that I could express myself and share some experiences that I had.
Do you write poems a lot or sometimes?
Sometimes.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Kobe Richardson.
And what school do you go to?
Railwood Heights Elementary.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what is the title of your poem?
Changing Coal.
Ooh, okay, let's hear it.
Technology is changing with AI. The world is changing. I'm changing. I'm getting older and wiser. People are changing. Friends are changing. You are changing. Lots of stuff is changing. Water is changing. It's getting dirty, filled with chemicals. School is changing. Lots of rules are changing. Baseball is changing. AI is taking over my favorite sport. The world is changing. Sometimes I feel sad, and sometimes I feel great. When I realize the world is changing, I feel sad. But then I realize more holidays are coming up, more family time is coming up, and I get to spend time with my family, who gives me lots of love, and I get to spread more holiday cheer.
Wow, Kobe, there's so many emotions in that poem, and you talk about so many issues, like with technology and AI and environmentalism and family. You have so many issues in your poem. So what inspired this piece?
Which part?
Oh, I'm like, I can talk to you for like the show. Okay, let's talk about the AI part. What inspired the AI part?
Well, my school, we watch CNN 10. It's kind of like a news for kids. And they said, like, in the future, AI may take over baseball and a few other sports. Like, AI is just going to start playing. They're going to replace players.
Oh, okay, wow. So I could see why that would make you sad. And then you talk about the water is not clean, right?
Yes. Well, last year I heard from this fifth grader that if we keep polluting in the water, that we won't have any more water left. And that really inspired me.
Yeah, that is true. If we don't take care of the water, if we don't take care of the earth, that can not be a good thing. But, you know, young people like you give us hope because you're aware of what's happening, and so you can make a difference. But what I love about the poem, too, is that, and I think a lot of people feel like this, is that even though there's a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things are heavy, but you make sure you have some joy in your life. So you talk about the holidays and spending time with your family and getting lots of love. Why is it important for you to have family and love and joy in your life?
Because some people just don't have families and opportunities like me that God has given me. I just wrote a poem about how we need to help homeless people.
So you write poems often?
Yes.
How has it been for you to be in chapter 510 as a poet?
It was great. Like, when they came in the first day, I was really excited. But then when we started doing poetry, it was like I lost everything. So then my friend, Roxy, my table mate, she just said, "Kobe, you got this." And I heard over them saying that they would do this, and then I didn't want to copy them. And then so I just put one part, and it was technology is changing with AI.
So when did you say you lost everything? Like, you kind of wanted to do something that wasn't part of the curriculum?
Yes. It was mostly about moon and light.
Oh, okay. You wanted to write on your own subject. Yeah, you kind of lost it. You're like, I don't want to write about that. Got it. Well, this poem is really great, Kobe. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your name?
Zoe Oster.
And Zoe, what school do you go to?
Redwood Heights Elementary School.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what poem did you write? What's the title of your poem?
Space.
Ooh, space. Okay, go for it. Let's hear it.
Space. Space is a big black void full of stars, galaxies, and planets. Down on Earth, a wolf howls and a raccoon sneaks into the back of a house and tries to get cat food. In space, a black void spins around, bringing in space junk in the black void and sucks it up. The black void protects the moon, stars, and planets from the space junk flying through space. The protector of space who has been here for many years and centuries.
Wow, that's such a cool poem. So, Zoe, I love talking about space and like the moons and the stars, which are in your poem. So what made you want to write about space?
So I sort of got the second part about the raccoon sneaking into the back of a house from my neighbor, because there's a raccoon that sneaks into the back of their house and gets cat food through the cat door.
Oh, yeah, raccoons do that.
And then I just wanted to do space.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And so what did you learn at chapter 510 about writing that you like?
We didn't really learn anything. We just listened to everybody's poems at Redwood Heights Elementary School in fourth grade, and then we went back to school.
Okay. But that inspired you to write?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Callie Moore.
And what school do you go to, Callie?
Acorn Woodland.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what is the title of your poem?
Waking Up on a Sunday Morning.
Okay. And can we hear your poem?
Yes. The birds sing along while writing a song. Nature is blowing the wind along. Birds are chirping while you read. When you fall asleep, the birds begin to sing. When you sleep, the rain falls all night long. When you wake up, you brush your teeth. Then you make breakfast and begin to read. After waiting too long, you check the time. And before you know it, the bell begins to chime. After you are ready, you go to church. When you leave, you go to the park where you explore in the dark. When you leave, you start to yawn. Then you go back home after dawn.
Callie, This poem, it says in the title that it's inspired by Noel. Who is Noel?
So it's actually Noel, but I think it was like messed up.
So who's it inspired by?
One of my friends, he like made a poem and he made everything rhyme, so I thought it was a good idea to like make a rhyming poem.
Oh, and how sweet that you were inspired by your friend. And so is this what you do in the morning? You wake up, you brush your teeth, you make breakfast, and then you like to read?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you like to read?
I like to read like comic books and like scary books.
Ooh, what kind of scary book?
Like ones where you explore and you go.
Like Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite comic book?
I don't know the name, but I read it before. Okay. It was about a kid and he was a superhero.
Oh, okay. So you like superhero comic books. And what have you learned from going to Chapter 510 writing classes?
They taught me how to do, I forgot what it's called when you do different groups of words.
Oh, like a different stanza?
Yeah.
So what do you like about Chapter 510 writing class?
They're nice and they teach me different things about reading and writing.
Thanks to all of the fourth grade poets for your words in the anthology, When the Stars Bloom in Oakland. We'll have a link to the book on KLW Sights and Sounds webpage. And you can visit Chapter 510 in downtown Oakland. For my book lovers out there, they have really cool merch. So check them out. Thanks for listening.